Reading for December 31st, entitled, Stewards of God's Grace. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Matthew chapter 10, verse 8. Those who walk in the narrow way must follow the directions of the guidebook. Thus only can they reach the gates of the city of God. God has put men and women in possession of precious gifts. To different ones He has given different gifts. Not all have the same strength of character or the same depth of knowledge, but each one is to use his gifts in the Master's service, however small this gift may seem to be. The faithful steward trades wisely on the goods entrusted to him. The endowments of mind and body are to be carefully guarded. Our gifts are not to be weakened by self-indulgence. Every power is to be carefully preserved, that it may always be ready for instant use. No part of the physical organism is to be weakened by misuse. Each part, however small, has an influence on the whole. The abuse of one nerve or muscle lessens the usefulness of the whole body. Those for whom Christ has given His life should bring their habits and practices into conformity to His will. God's Word declares, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die," Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. But God does not desire the death of anyone. At infinite cost, He provided for man a second probation. He so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Should not those to whom the light of truth for this time has come place themselves in close connection with God, using their capabilities to advance the work of soul-saving? Should not the one who possesses an understanding of the Scriptures impart the knowledge given him to those who know not the truth? Upon every believer in present truth rests the responsibility of working for sinners. God points them to their special work, the proclamation of the third angel's message. They are to show their appreciation of God's great gift by consecrating themselves to the work for which Christ gave His life. They are to be stewards of the grace of God, dispensing to others the blessings bestowed on them. He who has found comfort in the Word of God is to share this comfort with others. Thus only can he continue to receive comfort. Taken from manuscript 147, dated December 31st, 1903, entitled, The Narrow Way.